stretching out to lover's hands. And you could see it all in time, and we could walk the top this wide.
SkippingGirlVinegar.com. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we are going to be speaking with the band Nerd Revolt. But before we get into that, let's hear a really cool girl band. This is the Charlies. Now, these are hot chicks from Iceland. So anytime you got hot chicks and you mix them with Iceland, you know I'm going to play them. It's just kind of part of the equation here. This is the Charlies with Hello Love. You can find them on their Facebook, facebook.com/thecharlies.
You ain't gotta spend all your money to say hello, love. Hello, love. Hello. You ain't gotta spend all your ducats to say hello, love. Hello, love. Hello. You ain't gotta show all the cheese to say hello, love. Hello, love. Hello. Hello, love. Hello. Hello, love. Hello, love.
Hello, love. Hello, love. Looking for Cinderella, only to buy things, but they're so desperado. Hello, lie, 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 lie. Tell that I'm hearing, when all that I need is hello, hello.
You want some loving? No, 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 that's gonna be a problem. I pick on the band, I drop him, I kick him like I'm in soccer. See, you and not another, I don't need your product. You flashing all your money, but your game ain't even proper.
You ain't gotta spend all your money to say hello. Hello, love. Hello. You ain't gotta spend all your ducats to say hello, love. Hello, love. Hello. You ain't gotta show all the cheese to say hello, love.
she used to say hello love, hello love, hello, hello love, hello, hello love, hello.
You better come correct if you wanna get this. I. 'Cause when my heart connects, then I give my love a blind.
You ain't gotta spend all your money to say hello love, hello love, hello. You ain't gotta spend all your ducats to say hello love, hello love, hello. You ain't gotta show all the cheese to say hello love, hello love, hello, hello love, hello, hello love, hello.
Hey, this is the AFO from Where the Vault, and I'm going to be chatting with Turtle today, but first, here's Breaking Free.
And that was Nerd Revolt with their song Breaking Free. And with me on the line is Ilfo. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. So I want to know, what do you mean by Ilfo? You know, are you that ill as a foe?
Well, I think LFOs are ill, so that explains that. And it's the LFO.
Okay, LFO.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything?
Well, LFOs are low-frequency oscillators, and I'm very obsessed with them, and synthesizers, so I'm just morphed into that in Cyborg.
Very nerdy, I love it. By the way, let me give out your guys' website where you can be contacted, and that's djaded.com, which I find this to be very interesting because jaded means that, you know, you're just kind of, you know, going along in life and nothing pretty much is like surprising to you because you're so kind of caught up in that lifestyle. Djaded is kind of the opposite, where, you know, you're still being surprised. Am I correct by that?
Yes, no, that's exactly how it started. Mo and I were pretty jaded and disillusioned when we both met, and we've both been lifelong artists, and we just got into these creative ruts, and both just, you know, joined forces and became jaded together. So it's been pretty amazing journey.
This album, I got to listen to it, and I'll have the Bandcamp embed code on the show notes so people can listen to the entire album. It's primarily synthesizers, correct? Or were there other instruments included?
Yeah, it was mostly synthesizers and lots of software instruments and stuff. But there was a guitar and mandolin used on couple of the tracks, but we process them and treat them like synthesizers.
Now, tell me about the synthesizer. What was it that kind of attracted you about that?
Well, I've played piano my whole life, so playing keys has been really natural for me, and I dabbled in a whole bunch of different instruments, like through high school and college. I messed around with guitar and bass and drums, and when I finally got my synth 4 years ago, everything just kind of clicked in for me, and it was just such a perfect match, you know. It was like I had this background playing keys, but yet the sound manipulation and just programming all kinds of weird, crazy things, I could just get so lost in that. So it's definitely what fascinated me about the whole thing, that it just, any sound you could imagine, you can create it. So that was really what drew me to it.
What's odd is that you can create any sound, and you can even make your own sounds up. Do you spend hours just thinking of different new sounds to create?
Yeah, for this album, I would spend weeks and months on just sound design. Sometimes even just working on one sound for like months, you know, and just kind of slow cooking it. And a lot of the final tracks sound nothing like, you know, where they started, just because of that journey. So that was really, really fun. We definitely went down the rabbit hole.
What I found fun too was that you were involved in the arrangement process of this album, correct?
Yeah, I arranged the whole thing.
So tell me about picking the songs, you know, from 1 to, what was it, like 10? And tell me about that process, Trace. Was that tough for you to put one song over the other?
Yeah, no, we had dozens of songs written, you know, some complete songs and some fragments. And it wasn't really hard, because once we just started writing, we knew which ones we really connected with that were kind of worth fleshing out more. And we knew which ones were just more like the jams, just to get, you know, warmed up. And I don't know, I think they just kind of made themselves obvious, really. So it wasn't a hard process at all.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a real quick break, and we are going to hear another song. This is Fallen, and we're going to have more with my guest right here on the playlist.
it's the Illest Ho again. If you like what you're hearing, check our stuff out on TheJaded.com.
Playlist, and we just heard the song Twisted by the band Nerd Revolt, and I got the singer with me. It's Illefo, right?
Yeah, the Illefo.
The Illefo.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like, is this music in your mind something that nerds would actually play when they revolted?
Well, these two nerds would, so I can't speak for any others. But yeah, I guess it's funny. So many people have commented on the word nerd, so I didn't realize that so many people have all these connotations about it. So we're hoping to redefine that.
Well, can I say something? I saw the video. I saw the video for Breaking Free and for Twisted, which was the last song that we just played. And you're kind of making nerd to be kind of sexy, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, thanks.
I mean, not saying that it never was, but there was a point in the time where, like, nerd was kind of like a bad word, you know? It wasn't cool.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, part of it was a tongue-in-cheek name, but I think part of it was also serious because Mo and I have felt really alienated and, you know, ostracized our whole lives. So a lot of that coming together, you know, and just rising above that and just breaking out and doing your own thing, I think that's pretty much the statement we're trying to make. So if sexy is what came up for you, that's awesome.
What's crazy, too, is I found out that this is kind of a new thing for you as far as being up in front, you know, and singing. Can you tell me about conquering that fear, or do you still have some fear?
Yeah, I think it's funny. I had some fear before just because I was just overthinking it and just stepping into any new role, you know, it was kind of intimidating. But I think once I did, it just started feeling so natural because I've been a writer and musician my whole life. So, you know, and then we produced this album together. So once I was doing vocals, it just felt like, you know, extension of my writing and music. So I think that just made the fear go away. I just realized that, wow, this feels really comfortable, you know, so just went with it.
Cool. I'm very interested to hear your next album. Because now that you're in your comfort zone, you're only going to just, you know, keep on writing a lot more better and more interesting elements are going to pop up in the synth world. Lastly,
thanks.
Yeah. Lastly, are you still doing hula classes?
Oh, it's funny. A lot of stuff fell to the wayside this year because the album just, we had hit this crazy burnout part of the album, which it just got so intense. So this whole year, I just completely focused on the album, so that had to fall to the side. But yeah, I'm gonna get back on it.
Well, hopefully, because I would love to see. Because look, well, I'm not saying I was like perking out to like your videos or anything like that, but like I was really looking at them, and I noticed like your hip movement, and then I found out that you did hula classes. I was like, man, this is great.
Well, that's so funny. Well, I'm not saying I won't, you know, bust out some moves on stage, so. I don't need to take classes for that.
All right.
It's still there.
Well, I can't wait to see you guys live. That's going to be nice.
Thanks. So we'll definitely be down in L.A., so looking forward to it.
Cool. And I'll tell you what, for more people that want to, you know, go out and see you, because you guys are touring pretty much everywhere, right?
We don't have anything specific lined up for next year, but we are in the middle of rehearsals right now. And, yeah, tour is hopefully in the cards for next year.
And all those dates will be posted on djdid.com, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so everyone just go there and check out their videos, check them out, and we are going to leave you now with Rise Above This. Thanks again.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@enterthesshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.